What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Scarlett Johansson said that I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. It's something I have a lot of respect and have participated in, but I think it definitely goes against some instinct to look beyond.
Nobody said you couldn't look. Nobody's ever said you can't look. Like she likes to act on her stuff.
She may be perfectly happy with the vanilla ice cream, but then she'll look beyond and say, look at that rocky road over there.
She's got to taste some of that deep fudge. That's what she does. She wants the dreamsicle.
But if your flavor is ever 50-year-old Sean Penn, I'm out.
Speaking of an old mitt, that guy's face is like an old mitt, isn't it?
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan of the Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play. And Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Woo! All right, yeah, I just tweeted out the link to the Rob Gronkowski-starred music video. Bucky, you got to see a little bit of that, a little taste of that during the break. There really are no words for Rob Gronkowski.
Man whore. That's exactly what that dude is.
Just think bad music. It's by a group called 3LAU. 3LAU, I don't even know what that is. 3LAU. It's a track called On My Mind, Yeah Boy.
Yeah Boy.
And he's in it starring a bunch of women in bathing suits washing his car. You can take I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Provocative stuff with sponges.
And dancing like as only Gronk can dance while with sponges.
You know what? It's nice to be young, though. That guy's having the time of his life.
What a meat.
He's not hurting anybody. You know what I'm saying? He's enjoying his life. He's being disgusting. And disgusting in a kind of cute way. You know what I'm saying? People just think of him as a little piece of meat. He is a meathead now.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame, by the way. This is a Hall of Fame player.
Don't say that. Please don't say that.
Rob Gronkowski is one of the greatest tight ends who ever play. Yes, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Rob Gronkowski? Are you kidding me?
He's going to go, hey, Boston!
List off the better tight ends of all time. I mean, maybe Tony Gonzalez. This guy's unstoppable. He's uncoverable when he's healthy.
What's up, Boston?
Come on, man.
Gronk.
Hall of Fame. Canton.
I mean, he's got to play some more years, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But no, he's a Hall of Fame tight end.
He can't go to the Hall of Fame now. If he were to
outside of Randy Moss, he'll be the only Hall of Famer Tom Brady plays with over his illustrious career.
That's how good Shady Brady is. He makes made very Hall of Famers because he's played with some scrubs that he's turned out and made them good.
What about your guy Edelman? Nah.
No, he's not going to Hall of Fame. No.
He has taught Edelman how to date the Victoria's Secret supermodels. You know, Julia.
That's a hookup through his wife, by the way.
Well, you hang out with Tom. Hangs out with Giselle. That's a good thing.
She's got friends.
Well, Victor and Adriana Lima. And that remember the whole Matt Harvey soap opera in New York where
that's
the
right.
Mets fireballer went off and was gone for 2 days and he was heartbroken because Julian Edelman.
Took his girl
back. Like he,
yeah. It's good stuff right there.
Oh, man. The soap opera, the Patriots. That's why I retweeted that.
But Gronk gets them all. He gets them all. I mean, he gets those in between.
Trash.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in between girl that works at the bar at the hotel and flat-out skank.
Oh,
that's what he deals with, right?
That video is something else. Something else. BK, have you seen the Rob Gronkowski video before we get you to do the headlines for us?
No, I have not seen it yet. I did just retweet it from the Horn Twitter account. I believe the
where'd
group,
you see that, BK?
Group name is Blau, not 3LAU. I think the 3 substitutes as a B. But
Blau.
I don't know.
Hey, get with it, Seed. It's Blau. Get with it, man.
Beg my pardon. Please.
Sorry.
I mean, geez, Louise.
I'm disappointed I know that, honestly, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
No, it's a classic, though. There are no words. When you watch it, you're just like, your jaw, really? Gronkowski, who's doing a music video.
But who's the lady there? Who's the dark-skinned girl he's there originally? She's somebody, I think.
She's some video babe.
No, she's somebody. When you see it, BK, tell me who the dark-skinned girl is. Immediately, because I
Lisa Cleavage is her name.
Lisa Cleavage. Katarina.
Katarina Cleavage.
Yeah, maybe
right.
That's her name.
BK's got the headlines. Let's hit it.
Oh, not sure how I can follow that one up. Headlines from the Ticket City Update Desk brought to you by UBO Business Services this hour. We will start up in Oklahoma City, where last night, The Texas Longhorn baseball team got off to a great start in Big 12 tournament play, knocking off the hated Oklahoma Sooners 8-4 at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. The six-seed Horns, they struck early. The top of the first inning, Travis Jones drew a one-out walk, which brought the senior first baseman Casey Clements to the plate.
Here's the one ball, one strike pitch from Wiles. Swung on it, the ball hit well. This one out to deep left, back to the warning track, and you can say goodnight to it. Casey Clements has gone oppo again.
The great Craig Way with the call right here on the horn, and that was 2-0 Texas. They added another one in the top of the first inning to make it 3-0 before starting pitcher Nick Kennedy even took the mound for the Horns. And in the third inning, once again, Casey Clements, the senior, providing some run support for a sophomore pitcher.
And Jones off from first pitch, swung on it, a ball hit out well toward right. This one back to the warning track, and you can say goodnight to it. Casey Clements has gone deep again. This time, the left-handed hitter from the more conventional part of the ballpark to the left-handed hitter. He hit it off the facade, separating the upper deck from the lower deck. A two-run bomb, and the Longhorns now lead it 5-0.
An absolute moonshot for Casey Clements there. That made it 5-0 Texas, as Craig said. Nick Kennedy, the more normal midweek starter for the Horns during the regular season, ran into a little bit of trouble in the fifth. He left the game with Texas up 5-3, but OU had runners on second and third with just run out. It was reliever Chase Sugart who came in, got out of the jam to preserve the two-run lead for Texas. Overall, Nick Kennedy pretty solid, allowed 3 runs and 4 1/3, tallied 8 strikeouts. The Horns added some insurance runs, 1 in the top of the sixth, 2 more in the top of the ninth. That pushed the lead to 8-4, which, of course, was the final. So with the win, Texas moves to the winner's bracket of the Big 12 tournament. By the way, I can assure you Texas did win despite the Fox College Sports Network not showing the final two innings. They did win. They will take on number 7 seed Kansas, who upset 2 seed TCU yesterday. In the regular season, the Jayhawks took 2 of 3 from the Longhorns up in Lawrence. First pitch, Texas and Kansas tonight around 7:30 right here on the Horn. Major League Baseball last night, the Texas Rangers, they look poised to win the second game of their series with the Boston Red Sox up at Fenway. They were up 3-1 into the seventh inning. But, of course, it was Sam Dyson once again blowing it for the Rangers. Martin Perez, who started for Texas, he was pretty solid. Outdueled Chris Sale for a while. Left the game with runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the seventh. Sam Dyson came in, proceeded to give up 7 runs, 5 on his own ledger, while throwing only 20 pitches. Didn't even record an out before finally being yanked. Was still only one out in the seventh. So went from 3-1 Texas to 8-3 Boston in the blink of an eye. In the words of Ron Burgundy, I'm not even mad. That's just amazing. And the Red Sox went on to win the game 9-4. So the Rangers and Bo Sox wrap up that series tonight at 6 at Fenway. Nick Martinez, Drew Pomeranz, the pitching matchup there. The Houston Astros, they fell to the Detroit Tigers last night. Detroit took the third of that 4-game set at Minute Maid, 6-3 the final there. Game was tied at 2 going to the 8th inning, but Astros reliever Chris Davinsky, who's been pretty much lights out all year long, he gave up a couple of runs on RBI groundouts after getting into some trouble. And the Tigers added 2 more in the top of the ninth thanks to a Jose Iglesias homer. The Astros and Tigers will wrap up that 4-game set tonight at 7. Justin Verlander versus Mike Fiers, the pitching matchup down in H-Town. In the NBA, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Boston, the Cleveland Cavaliers trying to punch their ticket to the third straight NBA Finals. They lead that series 3-1. And regardless of what happens tonight, a reminder, Game 1 of the NBA Finals will not take place until next Thursday at Golden State. And if you're a hockey fan or just a fan of Game 7s in sports, on the ice tonight, Ottawa and Pittsburgh, they will face off in the Steel City, winner to the Stanley Cup Final. And that's the news brought to you by UBO Business Services.
Thank you, BK. Good stuff right there. Yeah, Casey Clements hitting a couple of dingers, 5-0 lead early, just like he did on Sunday on Senior Day. Spotted the pitching staff to an early lead, and that's what a senior does when his games are dwindling in his career in the burnt orange. Start to really carry his baseball team, and that's what Casey's doing right now. That's a nice win for the Longhorns for so many reasons, and we'll have more with Craig Way coming up bottom of the hour and the Craig Way report from Oklahoma City. To get a win, to see Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor all lose earlier in the day, to stay in the winner's bracket and not have to use one of your weekend starting pitchers to go with Nick Kennedy,
yep,
and get the victory is huge, because now you can come back tonight. You can go with Morgan Cooper if you wanted to. First team all Big 12, Nolan Kingham. You got those guys fresh, Cooper has just been lights out, which then gets you into the weekend in the winner's bracket, which is where you want to be, fresh pitching. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Pierce does tonight. Is it Kingham or is it Cooper? You feel really confident about both. They're both first-team All-Big 12. Kingham leads the Big 12 in wins with 8 and has been outstanding. Cooper leads the Big 12 in most every category, strikeouts, and he's just been outstanding this season. So can't make a bad choice there. Got to pick the one you feel good about. Get a win over Kansas if you could with your best pitcher on the mound, and then, you know, put yourself in a position to play into the weekend with a fresh pitching staff. Whereas Texas Tech and TCU, they're going to have to fight their way back through the loser's bracket now to get to that weekend, and that's where you want to be. So nice win for Texas last night. I looked it up because people are questioning Rob Gronkowski as a Hall of Fame tight end. Third most touchdowns ever for a tight end, Rob Gronkowski.
Now.
Right now, third most. Most is Tony Gonzalez with 111. Antonio Gates, who's played forever, has 101. Gronk is already at 68 total touchdowns. He's the fastest to 60 touchdowns. He'll you know, he's got three more good seasons in him.
Sure.
He scores 15 touchdowns a season. So, no, he's going to the Hall of Fame, as meat-headed as he is.
And the young lady that's with him, basically just a stripper.
Oh, the music video?
Yeah, I thought it was somebody special.
And BK, do we have any of this? Let's see if we can hear some. We're about to hear some of that song. It's really
bad. You
have
that song
it's
back there, BK?
Tune. It's a bad tune. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get Rob Gronkowski starring in this horror music video.
I thought she was somebody. I thought it was like somebody kind of famous, no. And she just jumped in there. Basic.
Gronk just kind
Vegas
of does
stripper.
What he does. You know what I mean? Gronk is Gronk.
And he doesn't care that they're strippers, does he?
No.
No.
Remember when the picture got out there of him with the
porn star.
The
yeah.
old entertainer.
Yeah.
He, you know, was wearing his jersey. And he's like, yeah, Gronk.
That's me. I'm Gronk.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Piece of meat.
Gronk. And, all right, do we have some of this? Blau, you said there's something called.
Blau.
Here's a little of the song. You obviously can't see any of the pictures from the horrible music video. Oh, here we go. I don't even know if this is a good song. BK will let us know.
My eyes in your direction. Come a little closer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need your information.
This is when they're sitting at the bar, I believe, in the video. And then he starts to daydream about washing his car. All right, there we go.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm coming to that, BK.
You like that? BK, you down?
That's 36 music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All
oh,
right,
man,
Rob,
this is getting weird. This, oh, God.
Watching it now.
Yeah, I don't know how they went from the bar to the car wash, but I'm a fan.
Car wash. No, he's daydreaming, man. He's daydreaming.
Typical Gronk.
All right, so.
Hall of Famer, though? Can you imagine when he goes for his induction with his jacket? Seriously, Gronk?
Oh, yeah. How about his Hall of Fame speech when it ever comes?
Oh, my God.
That'd be the best thing. That'll be must-see television.
Oh, I would want to see his speech going in.
Heck, yeah. Kidding me?
With all the Gronk brothers there, Dad?
Hey, the whole family will be there. It'll be Gronktastic.
It will be Gronktastic.
And he goes in. He'll never grow up, which is a good thing. All right, we're live here. Someone just mentioned that Morgan Cooper pitched last night. I got to look at the box score. I turned the game off when they were up 6.
So Coop pitched.
I guess he did. I guess he came out of the bullpen last night. But that would obviously indicate Nolan Kingham tonight in their game, which, again, they're the final game of the day again. So we'll see if it's on schedule. Scheduled for 7:30 tonight against Kansas, who took down TCU. That was big to see Texas Tech get beat and TCU. The top seeds are out. Or at least out. They're into the loser's bracket.
Doesn't now they got a dog fight now, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you keep yourself in the winner's bracket in the double elimination tournament. You keep your pitching staff fresh, where others have to dig deep and find more pitching. But it's been done before. But Texas, as long as you keep yourself on that side of the bracket, you're feeling pretty good. All right, so we've got that. Sam Dyson, I don't know what to say to the Ranger fans. They're just going to have to shut him down for the – I don't know what you do with Sam Dyson. You can't keep putting him on the mound. Your team will start looking at you crooked if you're Jeff Banister. I mean, every time he goes out there these days, it's just – He's kerosene, man. It's like lighter fluid when he hits the mound. And last night they got a 3-1 lead. That was a game when you started the game, you felt like it's an uphill battle because it's Team Perez against Chris Sale. And Sale in Fenway Park is one of the best pitchers in the league. But here you are in the seventh inning with a 3-1 lead. You got 9 outs. Give yourself a chance. 20 pitches later, you're losing 8-3. I mean, it's just.
No, that's no good.
And he came in with first and third. So, I mean, but in that spot, your job is, okay, roll a double play. I mean, if you give up that run and it's 3-2, we can deal with that. But 20 pitches later, it's 8-3. That's just a killer. And he seems to – just doesn't have it this year. They've sent him down to AAA to work on some things, and they
came
need
back
him.
And then bang.
Well, and that's the problem for the Rangers right now. You feel good about Bush at the end. They're okay. And that seventh inning continues to be a spot for them. They don't have that guy and that arm. So – we'll see if they can find it. All right, so coming up tonight, it's Boston and Cleveland, and we'll preview that series coming up. We'll remind you again, we're live at Falconhead, if you can hear the wind. And, boy, this had a big old group go off. The They're all at 8 o'clock tee time. Just teed off on number eight. They're number one.
It's their group.
At 8 o'clock. That's their group of guys. But we're here for the Horn Donate Life Texas Golf Challenge, which is our way to create awareness for organ donation and have some fun with our buddy Scott Crossett and all the organ donor recipients, and have a little bit of a challenge and a bunch of fun on what's going to be a beautiful day today. We'll all tee off at 1 o'clock today. Someone will win. We've got five teams of four. They've got five teams of four. So we'll keep points by team, and the winners will be the winners. That's going to be us. And then afterwards, we're going to have great burgers. Our buddy Travis Tindall from the Hays City store is going to come out and cook them up. If they're anything like last year, they're going to be one of the best burgers you've ever had. So it's great to be out here and create awareness for the gift of organ donation. Everyone should be one.
Absolutely. You should have that little mark on your license. And if you don't, get it.
Hey, BK, when's your birthday?
March.
We'd already passed. That's right. I want to get you one of these LeVar Ball t-shirts. LeVar Ball is now selling a t-shirt that says, "Stay in your lane."
I like that t-shirt.
Stay in your lane.
I like it, but I'm not buying it from him.
No, that's that again.
No.
Got to go to the Big Baller brand and the Stay in Your Lane t-shirt.
No, I probably can't even. It's probably patented now. I can't even use
trademark.
It.
Trademark. Yeah, trademark.
Can't get it on any t-shirt now.
I guess he's probably has. But remember, he said that on the Colin Cowherd show to Christine Leahy. Yay, stay in your lane.
Then you got rid of him. That's right. He was on that show so much that we decided to get rid of him on this station.
Cowherd?
Yeah. Oh, we didn't like LeVar Ball. Good
stay
job.
Stay in your lane.
Well, if you're a big Colin Cowherd fan, and I know there are people that are, that you can find Colin Cowherd. He's on television.
He's on every morning, isn't he?
He's everywhere. I mean, you can find that show. It's a national show. We want to be a local station. We are a local station. We're, based here in Austin, Texas, owned here in Austin, Texas, and, locally owned, and that's the kind of radio we like and want to do. We think it's where we need to be. So we've been trying to get all local, and putting Trey and BK on 11-1 allows us to get there. So excited about that. Got Craig Way now.
Say goodnight to that one?
Say goodnight to it?
Okay.
Kidding me? But, yeah.
Two home runs. He said say goodnight last night.
He had the say goodnight calls going. So Cleveland closes out tonight. Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, it's over.
OVER.
Huh? Yeah, and they're not going to mess around and have to play another game in Boston. This is over. Got to be.
They need it to be. I mean, I think that would be important to finish this thing off. Hey, by the way,
I don't think they hammer them tonight, though. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, you did. You said they kept it inside the 10. I don't know. I tend to think Cleveland knows how big this game is for them tonight, the opportunity to get a full week off, and Golden State's sitting back waiting, and every game they have to play is an extra game. I did see this out of the NBA because there's an exciting opportunity here this offseason for the Celtics, who are the number one seed in the East, but the Celtics make the right moves with Danny Ainge this offseason. They can be in real contention for the long haul in the NBA. And some people think with big Magic Johnson that the L.A. Lakers are going to get back into contention. They could be in the Lonzo Ball situation. They could be in the Paul George.
What's he done? See, what has he really done, Big Magic Johnson? It's been a long time.
Hey, BK, let me ask you this on Lonzo Ball, who's probably going to be the second pick of the draft coming up this summer to the L.A. Lakers. Markel Fultz is probably going one to Boston, or Boston's going to maybe move that pick to someone who will take Markel Fultz. If Lonzo Ball ends up in L.A., would that prevent a future Russell Westbrook Lakers situation in your mind?
Boy, that's interesting. I mean, they're both players who need the ball in their hands pretty much every single possession. And there's a lot of people who think that if Lonzo Ball was drafted, that'll spell the end of D'Angelo Russell, who, of course, was the Lakers' top pick a couple of years ago. So, man, I don't know. I don't know if those two could play on the floor together at the same time. But we'll see, man. Westbrook, of course, from L.A., played his college ball at UCLA. I wouldn't completely rule that thing out the window.
Yeah, because a lot of people have penciled in that Paul George is going to end up with the Lakers. He's almost made that known, and it's one of the reasons the Pacers they're trying to trade him, but no one will trade for him because they know he's going to the Lakers. That's where he wants to be. He's from that area, Southern California, and so Paul George, and the thought would be Russell Westbrook, after this season, can opt out of that contract that he signed last summer, and he could head back to L.A., but if you draft Lonzo Ball to play point guard,
right,
you're not going to bring in Russell Westbrook on top of that. As BK just said, they both have to have their balls in their hands.
But Westbrook's going to have to play with somebody eventually, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
At some time.
Well, he had Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he ran him out of town.
Well, some would say. Or
yes, no, the Cupcake decided that was just too much for him. Went to management and told them, listen, I got to have the ball more than this.
Hey, BK, Big Magic Johnson, what has he done? How about this? I did read this story today. The Lakers announced that they have hired Gunnar Peterson to be their director of strength and endurance training. Gunnar Peterson, that may be nothing to anybody else. but he happens to be Kim Kardashian's ass guru. You didn't know that, did you?
He's got AIDS.
He is the trainer. Yeah, he's the trainer to the stars. He's trained Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, The Rock, Ciara, Russell Wilson, Antonio Brown, and the lovely and talented Kate Beckinsale. So Gunnar Peterson is now the strength.
He knows his ass, trainer, doesn't he?
And he's better known in L.A. as Kim Kardashian's ass guru.
I guess everybody needs one.
Is that a good hire? You want a guy, you know, I guess he knows his strength and condition. Gunnar Peterson, Laker.
Gunnar running around your locker room.
Big Magic Johnson.
Hi, Gunnar.
Pulling the strings, baby. Big Magic
Johnson. Hi, Gunnar.
Magic Johnson. What has he done?
You know, Ciara is from Austin, Texas. Russell Wilson's better half.
She's beautiful.
She is
lovely. Really beautiful.
Lovely.
Now they have a nice brand new child.
Russell's a handsome man.
Yeah, brand new child.
That's right. Hey, we'll be back. We'll reset your headlines at the bottom of the hour, and then it's all about Craig Way with the Craig Way Report. We've got your salacious gossip coming. We've got your blitz. Buck ons and buck offs live here at Falcon Head on what is a beautiful but a little bit breezy Thursday. We'll be dealing with the wind today when we tee this thing off. Keep that ball, Buck. You hit the low runners. We're back. B&E on 9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. All right, B&E on the Horn. Yeah, a little U2. You know, the Tom Gimbel's going to come out here with us. He'll be here next hour for the live music update. I'll tell you, one of the albums of my youth was U2 Joshua Tree that came out 30 years ago this month. 30 years ago, and U2, the great Irish band, rock band, have started the Joshua Tree Tour. And last night, Buck, they were in Houston, NRG Stadium, packed house. Saw a lot of social media pictures of folks who went down from Austin for that show. Because really, I mean, that's one of those albums that, gosh, I was 13 years old, 14 years old when that came out. I must have played it, the cassette tape. I probably played that cassette tape 10,000 times.
Over and over and over.
Oh, that's the first song, Where the Streets Have No Name. And that's just a terrific, terrific album. And so, yeah, they're on the Joshua Tree Tour. It started 30 years later. It started on May 12th, and they came through Houston last night. They'll be in Arlington tomorrow night at Cowboys Stadium, at AT&T Stadium. That'll be a packed house, and I'm sure it's a terrific show because Bono and the guys can still really get it. So Tom Gimbel will be with us this hour to talk some live music and all that's going on, but I wanted to mention that. Buck on to those who had the good fortune to be at the NRG Stadium last night for the Joshua Tree U2 show, playing all the old school songs. I think they play that entire album throughout the course of the show.
Well, that's why people come.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
They don't want to hear the new stuff.
Well, I'm sure there's a little mixed in, but yeah,
sure.
It's really about the old school. And so pretty good stuff. So that's out there, little U2. We've got Tom Gimbel next hour. Craig Way with the Craig Way Report coming up. We're live at Falcon Head talking all things Buck Off Thursday with Celtics and Cavs tonight, Red Astros and the Longhorns. Getting her done last night, taking down Oklahoma. That's always a good thing to beat the Sooners. Keep yourself in the winner's bracket at the 12 tournament. And, yes, I'm officially the Buck Off guy today because I got Bucky 6. And now Bucky's got the crud going.
And we're outside in this wind, and it is just.
Wind's howling pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm blowing it all out. I'm trying to get it all out. And I get it the other way. I get it totally where I get it in my sinuses, and it just blows and blows.
Yeah, mine's
and
been
blows.
Mostly in my throat, kind of a cough thing since I got it on Monday. And if you've been listening all week, listening to me hack and cough, appreciate you putting up with that. Now Bucky's got it, which is awesome. So look at me, right? I'm the guy. I'm that guy at this point. So Buck ons and Buck offs at 447-3776. Also on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. We'll continue to take those throughout the morning.
And you know, we talked yesterday because once I start blowing my nose, get those little
cold sores.
What did we call them yesterday? You guys called them something else. The herps. I don't like those names. I like cold sores better.
Herpes simplex team.
No. I don't
herpes
like
herpes simplex team.
I don't like the simplex. I just get a little cold sore because I've been rubbing the tattoos on my nose. So, by the way, has Colin Kaepernick got a team yet? Does he have a job yet?
Looking like Seattle. That's the mojo.
Okay.
That's the mojo. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, Seattle is a city that would be tolerant to that. And not that we have to be tolerant, but
no.
You know, there are some cities where Colin Kaepernick's going to go over like a lead balloon.
Period.
Dallas would be one of them. City of Dallas, very conservative city, not going to be down with Colin Kaepernick, even as a backup. And that's just, you know, the culture of the city. Seattle, you know, I think that would be fine. And Pete Carroll is a bit of a, you know, out, you know, coach that goes his own way, and
he's
got championships, so, you know, he's got.
And he knows what he's all about,
right? And they've got a bad offensive line in Seattle. Russell Wilson's running for his life most of the time, so if he were to go down, which is possible when you take as many hits as he took last year.
Big amount of hits last year.
Well, guess what? You got a quarterback that can also run around, which is what you're going to need. And, you know, I think if you wait this thing out and sign Colin Kaepernick when he gets the dead of summer and no one's really paying attention, that's a good get. You're trying to talk about buying low and, you know, getting a former Super Bowl quarterback, an all-pro quarterback who, you know, he's been bad of late, but he's also been on really bad teams. You know, that's
– It's interesting. When he was with a good team and a good coach, he was pretty good.
Well, and Seattle's a good team with a good coach. Not a great offensive line. So it's interesting to me if it could be Colin Kaepernick. And that's, you know, that's been kind of trending that direction. They just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. They also, they're looking for a backup to Russell Wilson. They also were talking with Robert Griffin III. You know, RG3 in the pipeline there too. Same kind of player. So we'll see when they pull the trigger on when and if they do. Here's one real quick before we get to Craig Way and his report on this Thursday. How about a report from Chris Lowe of ESPN? That there is mutual interest between the Spurs and Chris Paul. That's right, that the Chris Paul and the Spurs have mutual interest. Chris Lowe said in a conversation, I think there is mutual interest. I don't know how real it is, given the Clippers can offer a gigantic amount of money, but they're also a really good team, and the Spurs, like I said, have no sort of cap flexibility to get there. Very curious to see what they would do this summer and who's on that team next year, and that would be the opportunity. So, we'll get BK involved, and here's the deal, BK. If Chris Paul is going to be a San Antonio Spur at some point when he's a free agent, Spurs are going to have to do some wheeling and dealing. They're going to have to convince Pau Gasol to not pick up his $16 million player option. They're going to have to encourage Tony Parker to maybe retire because he's due $15 million next season, and let some other contracts expire. What would you say the ballpark odds are on Chris Paul as a Spur come next season?
Boy, I'd probably put it at somewhere between 15% and 20%. I still don't think it's very likely. You talk about having to finagle their way under the salary cap, and I know the NBA salary cap is increasing next year, but where the Spurs stand right now, they are already over the cap. They've already got two max players under their contracts in Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge. Plus, you talked about Pau Gasol and Tony Parker, both of those guys set to make around 14, 15 mil next year. They've got other free agents in Jonathan Simmons and Patty Mills, maybe Manu Ginobili as well if he decides to come back. So it seems like it'd be a good fit, but I would say less than likely just because of the money Chris Paul can make elsewhere.
All right. But Chris Paul's a guy in his early 30s, would like to win a championship. Kawhi Leonard sitting there, Greg Popovich sitting there. Pop's going to coach that Team USA. There's a relationship there. LaMarcus Aldridge is there. That's a pretty good three-headed monster in San Antonio. Obviously, Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford would have to make some things happen. That Pau Gasol, hey.
You got to go. Bye.
Yeah, but where's Paul? If you're Paul Gasol's agent, he's saying, Paul, if you pick up this option, you're going to make $16 million next year. They have to give it to you if you pick up the option. If you don't, where else are we going to make $16
million? Nobody's going to pay that much
right.
for him.
So it would probably be
why'd they pay that much in the beginning for him anyway?
They should have probably tried to write a team option into that thing, not a player option. Either way, so Pau Gasol controls that. Now, he could walk away. You know, Pau Gasol could say, I'm done. But is he really going to leave $16 million? Because if he picks up the option.
To me, it's very similar to Tony Parker. Why would Tony Parker say, I'm going to retire? I got $15 million.
And then, you know, why would you turn it down?
No.
And then they've got to deal with you and either, you know, buy you out. I mean, we've seen that a lot with these high contracts. They'll buy out the contract and release the player, but that still stays on your books. If Powell does pick up the player option and Parker were to retire, then those wouldn't be on their salary
That's
cap,
right.
and they'd have more flexibility to navigate a Chris Paul scenario. But, yes, a lot of things have to happen for that to be in the mix. But the Chris Lowe report at ESPN is that there is at least mutual interest, that Chris Paul would be interested, and certainly the Spurs would love to have a guard and point guard replacement for Tony Parker, the caliber of CP3. All right, Craig Way is with us. He's ready to roll with his Craig Way report. He's up in Oklahoma City for the Big 12 tournament.
Quite the start for the Texas Longhorn baseball team in the Phillips 66 Big 12 baseball tournament in Oklahoma City. The Longhorns defeated the Oklahoma Sooners last night here in OKC. 8-4 was the final score. Texas got a pair of two-run homers from Casey Clemens. Got strong bullpen work, especially from Chase Sugar, who got the win. And now at 35-20, the Longhorns move on in the winner's bracket, pleasing head coach David Pierce.
Tremendous start. I mean, we had quality at bats from the get-go. I mean, really swung it well. Guys did their job in front to Casey, and man, he was big early, and David Hamilton really swung the bat well tonight as well.
With the win, the six-seeded Longhorns will take on the seven-seed Kansas Jayhawks, who surprised the number two-seed conference co-champion TCU 7-3. The other conference tournament matchup saw the number one-seed Texas Tech also go down to defeat. The Red Raiders were shut out by Oklahoma State, and they will now have to play an elimination game against Baylor, who was run-ruled by the four-seed West Virginia 11-1. Texas State will play an elimination game today at the conference tournament in Statesboro, Georgia, put on by the Sun Belt Conference. Single elimination event now because of rain delays there in Statesboro, Georgia. They'll play Little Rock this afternoon at 12:30. More on the Texas matchup coming your way this afternoon, and we'll hear more from David Pierce in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
All right, there you go. Craig Way every morning, 6:30 and 8:30. Again in the afternoon, Matt and Kevin, the Craig Way Report. Good stuff right here. It is brought to you by Bud Light. Make sure you're loading up the Bud Light and the Budweiser, the Bud Leaded, for your weekend, your Memorial Day, whatever your activities will be as we honor our fallen and celebrate Memorial Day. Do it, I will, with an ice cold light to Thirsty Thursday, Del Diamond today.
There you go.
Yeah, good night. Good night to be out there with the
discount. Fireworks Friday.
That's tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Del Diamond. All great opportunities for an ice cold Bud Light. Whatever you're doing this weekend, be safe and smart. Please make great decisions always through the Memorial Day. And, you know, recently we've had these Memorial Day floods. It seems like every annually now.
It looks good.
But it looks okay. There's a chance for some rain on Sunday as it really heats up. You know, it's kind of cool this morning and the humidity's down. That's going to change tomorrow. The humidity's going to roar back, and then weekend it's going to be muggy, and then that's going to lead to some spring storms. There could be a shower or two Sunday into Monday, but nothing.
Hard to believe that after being out here this morning.
Nothing like we've seen the last couple Memorial Day weekend. It's just been unbelievable, and the tragedies that we've seen. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case this time around. Someone mentioned Morgan Cooper, and Morgan Cooper did pitch last night for Texas. Nick Kennedy started, went into the fifth inning, and then Chase Sugart for a couple. Morgan Cooper threw one inning, 21 pitches. And I would say this, that's probably his throw day. You know, between starts, a pitcher will get out and air it out a little bit and you know, for a short time and throw off the mound. That's usually called the throw day. That very well could have been that because it's only Wednesday, and Morgan typically starts Saturday's games on the weekend. So that might be what you're looking at with Cooper there last night to come in and give you an inning of scoreless relief. He did give up one hit, but struck out two, looked great. That's probably throw. That does not eliminate Morgan Cooper from starting a game on Saturday and into the weekend now for Texas. That probably, to me, tells me to look for him. I'm looking for, now that you're in the winner's bracket, I would look for Nolan Kingham tonight. I don't know this, and we probably should ask David Pierce yesterday, but with the win, Nolan Kingham could go tonight against Kansas. He's an 8-win pitcher, which is tied for the conference lead. And then you could come back in a winner's bracket situation on the weekend with Morgan Cooper. And all of a sudden, you're in a really good place because you got your best two pitchers lined up to get a win on the road against a higher seed in the three-seeded Sooners with your Tuesday starter. That's lining it up for David Pierce because now you got your big horses coming. You're still in the winner's bracket, whereas you know TCU and Texas Tech and Baylor, those teams will be playing for their tournament lives today in an elimination game, an elimination tournament. Texas is going to stay in the winner's bracket tonight with one of their best pitchers, most likely. So good opportunity for Texas to put themselves in a good spot headed into the weekend. All right, there's Craig Way every morning, 6:30. I have breaking news.
What's that, buddy?
I have breaking news for the show, the people, audience, and the horn listeners. I just got this email, the new app we're telling you about. It says the new app just went live, will be in your app stores in about an hour.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. We told you we've been waiting on that. So when the new app goes live, the new Horn app, either on your Android or in your store where you buy and get apps, it'll be free, just like it was the first time around, the free app at hornfm.com and then on your app store, the Horn app. Coming up on May 31st, the app you currently have on your phone is going to go dead. It's going to go black. The new app will replace it, so you've got between now and next Thursday to get the new app, put it on your phone, to have it ready to go, and you won't miss a beat. That one you currently have will work all the way until next Thursday.
Okay.
So even if you go download the new app today, it's not going to work until
next Thursday.
January or June 1st.
But you download it today, though.
Yes. Or any time between now and then.
Okay.
You'll have it ready to go, and you won't miss a minute of your favorite shows, and we appreciate everybody that does listen. wherever they are on the app. We appreciate it very
much. Good stuff.
There you go. We'll come back. So the app will be available within the hour. So now and June 1st, get that thing downloaded. We'll come back. Salacious Gossip and your Blitz at 447-3776, a remote Blitz. That means all these guys here at Falconhead will get to hear you, whatever you have to say. Come strong, your chance to shine, and say what you need to say. B&E on the Horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
All right, Bud Light brings you our Salacious Gossip. We can say congratulations to Austin's own Lance Armstrong. Tweeted out or Instagrammed out a picture of his longtime girlfriend yesterday saying she said yes. So Lance Armstrong is going to be married again. Good for him. Congratulations. Does nothing for you. Doesn't move your needle.
That doesn't do a thing. That doesn't do it. That guy does it. Not a damn thing for me. No, he just doesn't. Sorry.
I'm with you.
When he did what he did, he became the biggest villain to me of all time. Sorry.
Sports villain of all time.
He did. I said if that was true, that's how I was going to be. I've never
told you,
gotten
I saw,
over that weird stuff about him.
I saw it again playing last night. Hopefully, everybody, if you have HBO, you should watch the film The Wizard of Lies, which is the Bernie Madoff story. And it's the same kind of concept, how someone can just destroy so many lives. I mean, Lance isn't on the level of Bernie Madoff where he stole $65 billion from people and ran a Ponzi scheme and destroyed. I mean, just
but
destroyed.
He made some innocent people that were just regular people lose their jobs.
Yeah, knowing he was lying.
Yes.
Going after people and destroying their lives to defend his own dishonesty. I mean, yeah, that's pretty scuzzy. But he's still going, and he's going to get married again. Hopefully he's found the error of his ways. Under the category of that's a dang coaching mistake, when I was telling the CP3 story, the mutual interest in the Spurs and Chris Paul, I said it was Chris Lowe, Zach Lowe. It was Zach Lowe who
Zach Lowe.
The NBA insider that
that's
said
a dang coaching mistake.
Yeah, my fault.
Chris Lowe.
Chris Lowe is the SEC reporter for college football. My fault. Got my Chris's and my Zach's wrong. And we said it earlier, but it bears repeating because who wouldn't want to be an ass guru? But the L.A. Lakers have hired Kim Kardashian's ass guru, Gunnar Peterson, their new strength and endurance training director. So he's going to train the Lakers. They're all going to have great big rear ends now, apparently. And other clients of Gunnar, The Rock, Sierra, Kate Beckinsale, Antonio Brown.
Can his name be Gus? I mean, Gunner's the Gunner part is the part I'd have a hard. Come here, Gunner.
Hello, Gunner.
Come over here, Gunner.
Yeah, he is credited. Maybe Mother Nature and some immigrants may have helped
Dude
out.
Dude looks
that.
Like a Gunner, too.
He does kind of look like a Gunner.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a Gunner. I think that's fair to say. And there you go. There's some salacious gossip. One note on the technical side of things. We are having issues with AM 1260 this morning. Been told that from our engineering side. 101.9 is fired up and ready and going, but AM 1260, technical tower issues that we are working on. So if you're used to listening on 1260, we'll get that back up and running. Until then, the Horn app works great, and hornfm.com, 104.9 and 101.9 on the FM dial. All right, BK, let's fire up the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, here we go.
Hey, by the way, Scott Crossett will be out here shortly. His team is coming back to defend their crown in the Horn Golf Challenge.
What, are they getting out here early to start hitting balls or something?
They better not.
My goodness.
Well, Scott likes to come out and say hi. You know what I'm saying?
All right. First Blitzer, you're up.
I got bad news for Lance's fiance. That diamond, it's a fake.
Oh.
It's a fake. It's a phony.
Unless he went to Diamonds Direct.
Yeah, that's a
which
really.
We should all do.
Good. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, congratulations, BK and Trey. It's always good to see the Horn partake in a diverse direction with a Yiddish undertone and an Oprah wannabe.
Wow.
Hey, you know, we're expanding our horizons.
Very good stuff.
Giving new people new opportunity.
Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, BK, man, congratulations on your show. But when Trey gets his gay thoughts, what's your take on that? Are you going to have gay thoughts?
Yeah, we'll take care of the weekends for BK now.
No doubt. No doubt
we'll
about
it. I mean, we don't know how many times BK has slept on the couch there inside the Coke FM studios.
And he's got all kinds of thoughts, like you, Donnie. Next Blitzer, you're up.
The Spurs and my Houston Rockets got one thing in common. They both watching the game from the couch, dog.
They're watching the game from the couch. I didn't say that.
James Harden has got there a little sooner.
Yeah. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Craig Way, do us all a favor. Drive up to the OU campus and hit Slav Stoops in that fat gut of his.
God, is he that fat? Are they all fat?
He's
older.
He's puffed up a little.
A little bit. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I went to get Charles Barkley's autograph downtown. Yesterday, turns out it's Vince Young. Can Gunner come get him in shape?
He's fat.
Come on, Vince. Vince is going to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, how is Vince? I'm trying to get his weight. Next, so you're up.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey. I just want to give everybody a shout out, Waste Management. What's up, Waste Management? Hey, and Tom Herman, go get that tight end, man. It's a wrap. It's Bad News Bears. Leave him alone.
Oh! Shut it down!
Oh, you know what I didn't mention? You know what else you know, starting next
Who's
week?
Who's that?
The trial of Bill Cosby.
Uncle Bill?
Uncle Bill Cosby. The trial is set to begin.
Hey. Love that jello pudding.
Yeah, we'll see.
I never ate that stuff. That stuff was gross.
Jordan, you had jello pudding? Give me a break.
No, not pudding. Never had jello pudding.
Jello? Yeah,
I've
jello.
Had jello. Gelatin, of
jello,
course I
gelatin.
Had.
Everyone's had jello.
Horse hooves. That's what that is. You know that, right?
Never had a jello pudding pop?
I never had a pudding pop, though. I know. I've never had any of that pudding.
That'll be interesting to follow the trial of Bill Cosby.
Saw my baby was here. My little fat.
I saw your daughter.
Can't say fat.
Your daughter walked up and bring you some soup for your sickness.
Some soup.
That's a good daughter, and she is with child. How pregnant is she?
She's about 5 months now. Four or five.
She looks
months.
Great. She looks great for 5 months.
She's got a little melon there. I got to touch it.
That's
kind of cool.
Your future granddaughter.
We already know. Yes,
yeah,
Ellis.
Ellis. Oh, beautiful. So it was good to see her, and it was nice for her to bring her dad some soup when he's not feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're feeling great because we've got golf to play. We're live here at Falconhead. Final hour coming on this Thursday. More Buck-ons and Buck-offs. Tom Gimbel drops by with the live music update. He's going to come live and come see us. So Tom will be on site here at Falconhead. Special guests and fun. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 on AM 1260 when we get it back up and running at hornfm.com.